Husband with dementia killed wife before suicide. A husband killed his wife before committing suicide at their village home after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, an inquest has heard. Zena Patricia Hoskins, 77, and David Michael Hoskins, 80, were found at their home at Serendipity in Oldmoor, Milton, near Didcot, on September 15th last year. He was a retired engineer, and she had twice been chair of the parish council and only recently stepped down to look after her husband. An inquest at Oxfordshire Coroner's Court ruled Mrs. Hoskins died from unlawful killing, while Mr. Hoskins died from suicide. It was noted that there was no prior history of domestic abuse or violence, nor signs of any struggle or forced entry to the house. The toxicology reports were not deemed relevant, but Mr. Hoskins had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and dementia in 2024, and it was said this was likely to have played a part in the tragedy. Their family said that, in the months prior to his death, there had been a deterioration in Mr. Hoskins' mental state, and his related memory loss and confusion had caused stress in the pair's relationship, including arguments over food. They were last seen by their three grandsons, who went around for dinner in the late afternoon of September the 12th. Several days passed in which there was no answer at the door when a delivery person called, and Mrs. Hoskins did not respond to messages and calls from her daughter, Alison Wood. Ms. Wood went to Serendipity in the late afternoon of September the 15th, and discovered her father in the garage. Police were called, and they found her mother in bed with multiple wounds to her head. A note in the kitchen, signed by D, asked for Min, their cat, to be given a good home. In his conclusion, Coroner Darren Salter confirmed it was likely Mrs. Hoskins was asleep when the blows were struck. He said, "There were multiple blows, at least four with two hammers, it seems. She was likely to have been knocked unconscious and would not have known what was happening." Mr. Salter added that it was probable she was killed on September the 12th, considering she was in bed in her night clothes and had not taken her morning medication. On Mr. Hoskins, the coroner concluded it was suicide by hanging and that it was likely to have occurred late on September 12th or early on September 13th. Forensic pathologist Dr. Brett Lockyer noted there was a partial sharp force injury to his body that was probably self-inflicted. It was noted by Detective Inspector Alice Broad of Thames Valley Police's Major Crime Unit that if Mr. Hoskins had survived, he would almost certainly have faced a murder charge. However, she added that he would have likely called for diminished responsibility given his dementia. And accompanying this article is a photograph of three police officers at the scene in Milton in September 2025.